Hi, this is Brad Bloom with Faith and Fitness Magazine, and it is a real pleasure to be able to introduce to our readers and our listeners today, Adam Rice, the founder and CEO of ISI Elite Training Boutique Studio System based out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Adam, welcome.
Thanks, Brad. I appreciate you having me on.
There is a lot that you guys are doing, and it is fast. You guys are really going from zero to 60 in, you know, super speed. But before we dig into that, I'd like to, as churchgoers would say, ask for you to share your testimony, your early history of how you grew up and what got you to this point.
Yeah, you bet. So I was an athlete growing up, grew up in the Midwest in Iowa, and we were obviously, you know, with any athletes, I didn't grow up in church, because we were playing baseball on the weekends. We had travel baseball almost year-round. And so I never grew up in church, but really always had a faith component with me, and really didn't start going to church and getting into the Word a lot more until I actually met my wife. And I met my wife when I was playing baseball at Coastal Carolina University. And so we got engaged actually on the baseball field,
Cool.
Got married about a year later. Yeah, it was neat. From there, just have been going to church ever since. We started at New Spring, and I got baptized, and then also we then moved to Charlotte, and which, you know, Elevation Church is here in Charlotte. So we actually go to the main live recording campus every Sunday and get to be a part of Stephen Furtick and his Word every Sunday. So, but yeah, I mean, really it was my wife. And my wife, she grew up in what you would call maybe like an old church basement church in Sherrill, South Carolina. You know, ever since then, now we've got three kids, and it's a big part of our life. It's who we are. And, you know, Christ is at the center of our marriage, and it's important that we continue to look through the lens of that when not only making family decisions, but also business decisions as well.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. And you said you got baptized. I know for a lot of people, a lot of times it's a memorable, a significant moment, but it's just the beginning of really getting baptized, if you will, into a deeper walk with God.
Yeah, I mean, we had... Really, it was a thing that I had just needed and wanted to do. I mean, I had, you know, accepted Christ long before I actually got baptized, you know, ever since then, and obviously a year to 2 years prior to that when I met my wife. You know, it's been really looking through and using the gospel, not only the platform that we're creating, but using it in a unique way that's subtle but also a very healthy message. And then additionally to that is, you know, the decisions that we make with rapid expansion in business. It's really leaning on the gospel and what that says for, you know, how to run the business, how to lead within the business, and how to create that healthy platform. And so, you know, I told you that we don't call ourselves a Christian based company, but obviously we're founded in biblical values, and the reason for that is that we don't want to be this exclusive club. We want to be an open platform for everybody, and through their experience with our company, we want them to see what it looks like to love people, to experience what our company was founded on, which is Proverbs 27:17, iron sharpens iron.
I want to get into you sharing the origins of ISI Elite Training. But just before you do that, I just want to touch back on one thing you said. And you say that, you know, you use your faith as a way to really guide your business decision. Can you illustrate one example where that, you know, you actually had to sort of draw on your faith to make a decision in your business plans or your business growth?
Yeah, I mean, I do it every day. But I think going back to, you know, obviously we've grown into a national company with national spotlight now. And, you know, every decision is a big decision at this stage as an emerging brand. And so, you know, when I look back and I look at kind of those pivotal moments in the business thus far, I mean, we're still a young brand, but it's really understanding that the vision was that God had given me, and not knowing how it was going to happen, but just trusting and knowing that I was going to sow and that I was going to plant and I was going to, you know, do the work that was required. And so a lot of times I think people maybe don't know how, and they just pray about it, and then they don't follow that up with the work that's required. And so, yeah, I don't know if you saw my Instagram post yesterday, but it's all about go. Like, God wants us to go and do it in a healthy way and to move. And, you know, so we've always done that. We've always, you know, checked the status to say, hey, does this bring us closer to our vision of where we see, you know, God utilizing ISI, but also for our own life and our family. And then, you know, if it does, then, you know, fundamentally we move forward and we have faith, because, you know, is it scary? Yeah. But without fear, there's no faith, you know. And I think the bigger the fear, the more faith that's going to require. I truly believe that people are really rewarded the bigger the faith they have. And I always lead with this, is like, what's the worst thing that can happen, right? We have our health, we have our family. If we fail majorly, we'll learn from it and reboot. So
tell me about the origins of ISI Elite Training, how it got started, and just how it's growing.
The name came about in 2013. Like I said, I played baseball at Coastal Carolina University, immediately went into personal training, opened my own little small studio, and then got a nasty letter from Beachbody Fitness, which, as you know, is the big mega corporate that owns Insanity and P90X and all of that. And so I was a young 21-year-old opening a business, had no idea what I was doing, and opened the business name in something that was trademarked. And so rightfully so did I get a letter of cease and desist. And so I had to change the name. And at that time, we were also, we just outgrew that space. And so we were looking for a bigger space. And I was at church, and the sermon was on Proverbs 27:17. And it was on iron sharpens iron as one man sharpens another. So it was this level of accountability, this level of, you know, essentially you are the equal to the five people you hang around the most. And additionally, where most people don't look through the lens of that proverb is that to sharpen iron, it requires friction. And so, you know, most people, when they read that, are going to tend to go towards the accountability piece and the feel-good piece. Whereas, you know, the reality is that if we want to grow in life, if we want to go to that next level in our life, which we all do, it's why we get up in the morning, then ultimately there's going to be friction.
Yeah, and there's a pain factor,
you know,
there.
You never arrive. Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, I just thought in that moment, I'm like, man, this is the perfect name for what we want in our community, what we want in the environment. And so it was less about, you know, like I said, it was less about going out in the forefront of, you know, being this Christian forward company. It was more so about the Bible verse, the foundational sustainability that verse has had for 2,000 plus years, and how it relates and is relevant to today. And then creating a platform where we have very strong values as a company, that people will be introduced to a proverb through our company, but not as the main focus of what we do. Again, with the heart of saying we don't want to be exclusive. We want to be inclusive of everybody. And therefore, you know, through fitness, they will experience, through the vehicle of fitness, they're going to experience what it really looks like. What I always tell people, I think this is what heaven looks like. I mean, you go into our facilities and it's people of all different races, people of all different political beliefs, people of all different fitness sizes getting better together. And I just truly believe that that's like the closest thing that you're going to and what it's supposed to look like. So that's really what we aim for.
Yeah, no, I think there's a huge learning curve for everybody to realize that God is not about exclusivity, but embracing everyone. I have had fitness professionals ask, they think that it's just going to drive people away. And we say, no, it's if you're driving people away, you're not doing it right. God calls us to invite people in. Well, let's talk about the accountability component. how many ask about the meaning of ISI? And once they get it, how do they weave that not just into their workouts, but their lifestyle beyond the walls of the gym?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, with being a national franchise, it really provides an opportunity and a platform for people to go as deep as they want it to go. Like on the surface level of any business, you're going to have SOPs, right? Standard operating procedures. And so on the surface level, we hold our members accountable, and we quantitatively do that through communicating, hey, when they sign up, our expectation for you to get the results that you want is that you're here four times a week. And so from a financial standpoint, it's great because it increases the lifetime value of our member, because I always call it the gap. When people come to us and when people start a fitness journey, their relationship with fitness is poor, right? They don't have any energy. They lack self-confidence for the most part. They have started over a million times, and they don't view fitness as a get-to. They view it through the lens of, I have to do this. And so most people are coming to us, as is everybody else in this industry, in pain, in some sort of pain, whether it's emotional, mental, physical, whatever it is. And really our job is to get them into a relationship with fitness that says, I get to do this. And by doing that, it all comes through usage. So our members utilizing the facility 4 days a week, if we can just simply focus on holding them accountable to getting them through the doors, then if they're coming 4 days a week, they're getting results, they're finding value in the product, they're staying longer, they're creating friends in a community, they're sharing on social media, and it just makes sense. And so really our focus is, how do we increase utilization of our members? So whereas a lot of times in the fitness industry, it's about quantity, we're really focused on quality. Our business model does very, very, very well at 400 to 500 members in a location. So we don't need, you know, the 800 to 900 members that a lot of boutique fitness concepts need to be very profitable.
This is very antithetical to how a lot of businesses operate, you know, and certainly won't mention any names, but there's a lot of them out there that maybe, you know, get you signed up for a pretty modest amount every month. And once you're in, I'm not sure they track your attendance at all, other than if they had to, you know, they could look and see when you were there last, but they certainly don't go after, hey, we missed you. It's one thing to communicate, we want you here at least four times a week. How do you engage that to actually happen?
Yeah, so it's really a two-prong approach. Number one is what we call low usage reports. So every single Monday, our head coach at every location is running a low usage report. Anybody that got two or less visits the week prior is getting reached out to, whether it's through email, Instagram, Facebook, text. They're getting reached out to encourage them and to remind them of their vision, to remind them of their goals. And then sometimes they need the kick in the butt, right? They need that level of accountability, but it's also, you know, teaching our coaches to have enough emotional intelligence to understand how each person is intrinsically motivated.
Do you provide training support to your owners, your coaches, on how to have that aspect of their business? Because again, so many times in the fitness industry, we hire coaches purely to know the science of fitness, and the social component of it is a very small part, maybe that's trained by token gesture, but certainly not something that they realize is critical to the relationship.
Yeah, no, it's a great question. So we do. They come through a week-long training here at IronU in Charlotte. The head coach does. And then there's, for all other coaches within their facility, there's a full virtual training pathway for them. And I would say what's interesting is you're 100% right. The exercise, the kinesiology component is always, to me, in my opinion, overutilized, and the social component is underutilized. And so we actually flip that upside down. All of our coaches are nationally certified, which means, okay, they have passed the certification, meaning they understand the kinesiology aspect of this. And so we have a full back-end coaches vault that, you know, goes into options on different movements. And don't get me wrong, it's important for us. But really what we're focused on is the social element, because if people just don't care how much you know until they know how much you care, right? And so it's that piece. It's really the emotional intelligence and how to motivate people to go from A to B, because everybody's different, right? And so for me, I need a kick in the butt, to where somebody else they're going to need, you know, more empathy and more grace and more compassion. And the more you got it, you got it. Right.
Sure.
So we're all very different in that way, but yes, 100%. We're training our coaches on that. And because when we can get, again, all with the intention of getting them to utilize their membership, because that then plays into impact, that plays into financial, the unit economics of the business, that plays into them getting results. Like it's all linked back to that one word of usage, and the way that we get usage is through accountability.
So when they actually discover, and maybe it takes forever, you know, because it's just sort of three letters, ISI, you know, okay, fine, that's part of the name. But if they ask and they discover, what's the, sort of give me the conversation there. What do they do? Are they like, okay, or are they, oh, wow, that's cool, or what?
No, it's actually, it's really interesting. And so, like I said, being in a national brand, like I control very little of that conversation anymore, right? When I was just had my one location, I could definitely control it. But from everything that I see and hear, it's really a deeper like, aha, that's really cool. And so I've had even potential franchise partners come through for Discovery Day, and they were Hindu. And they told me that there was a, and I'm probably quoting this wrong, but I don't think it was a Chinese proverb, but it was something in the Hindu religion that was almost the same exact type of thing as proverbs. So it's opened doors to like really unique conversations around different things. And like I said, you go into our facilities, you're going to have Christians, you're going to have people that are Catholic, you're going to have people that are atheists, you're going to have people who, you know, who are from the Middle East, like you're going to have just this melting pot of beliefs. But what's really cool is that I would say the mentality of people that resonate with our brand is that they're open-minded, number one, that they respect everybody else's belief systems, and then they're open to conversations around it. And so, you know, people go to a facility in a gym because they want to escape the chaos of what is our world right now. And I think that's really refreshing to people to be able to be in an atmosphere that is family-friendly, high-value, but also isn't putting agendas, you know, at the forefront. It's really like, come in here, get better. Like, that's what we're all about. If it lends to a conversation, then awesome. But I'm really focused as a brand on our values and what we bring to the table, because I think that's a great example of what things should look like. And, you know, if things come spawn from that, which I'm sure they have time and time again, then awesome.
So how do you feel the ISI Elite Training values are shaping communities where they're based?
The ripple effect of what's happening is unbelievable when you actually look at it. And I think that's probably the best part as a brand and seeing as a CEO is the stories that we get to hear of the ripple effect of what's happening. So one example of that is down in St. Pete, I was actually doing a sales training. And, you know, starting with the very black and white fact that if we don't sign someone up, so if we don't run the sales process, then we don't have the ability to impact their life. It's really getting a conviction around, hey, if you truly believe that this place is going to change someone's life, let alone potentially save someone's life, then you've got to follow the sales process. And so I went on to share a story of a current franchise partner today. His name is Tim Johnson out of St. Petersburg, Florida, and he is an immigrant from the Caribbean islands and came over about, I think about 20 years ago, and has been in the hospitality. He runs a hotel, a resort there in St. Petersburg, and is just honestly obese. He's been very, very overweight, diabetic, and joins as a founding member of ISI St. Pete when we joined there. So not only did he join, his wife joined, his three kids joined into our kids program, and now their life radically changed to where health is at the forefront, number one. Number two, it inspired and impacted their life so much that an obese immigrant who is diabetic is now opening his own ISI location. He's almost off all of his medication for diabetes, and now the ripple effect of what's happened from signing him up to him opening the doors, and there's going to be stories just like that coming out of his location. So I think that's kind of the most rewarding piece, but that's as you say, the residual that is really happening within our community. I mean, out of our Fort Mill location here in Charlotte, we have 10 franchise partners that were members. Like, that's insane to think.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's $350,000 to open an ISI. It's not like everyone can go do it. And for 10 members to come out of one location, I think that speaks volumes
sure.
to the impact that the four walls are having on people.
Sort of walk us through a session. What is it, an hour long?
Yeah, they're 50 minutes. So they're going to walk in. They're going to be greeted by their first name, always, with a high five, by what we call as our sales leader, but essentially the person at the front desk. Front desk person is not going to be behind the front desk. They're going to be out in the lobby greeting them by their name. You're going to have lobby music going on. So they immediately walk into energy, and then there's seamless glass doors that are into the facility. Coach is going to high-five people as they're coming into the session as well. They're going to go through a 50-minute workout based on what day it is. It really determines what body part we're working on. But every week is the same, so Monday's leg day, Tuesday's upper body, Wednesday's core cardio, then that cycle repeats. And they're going to go through our sessions. Essentially, is going to be about 5-minute dynamic warm-up. And then they're going to get into the bulk of the session. We do a cool down and a stretch announcement, and then the front of the house comes through with a cold towel that's tea tree oil infused, ice cold towel that everyone gets at the end of their workout during the stretch. And so the session is going to be typically around 28 to 30 people. There's going to be one coach, functional training. It's not for people that don't want to sweat, and it's not for people who don't want to work hard. Let me just put it that way. So our sessions are intense, but they're for all fitness levels, but they're very much athletic-based training, which is what we are, right? It's going to be the music's going to be loud. Coach is going to have great voice inflection, and they're going to expect you to push while you're there for those 50 minutes. And so that's really what you can expect every day inside our location.
So if I'm out of shape, I should not come to ISI Elite Training?
No, that's not true at all. Like I said, it's for all fitness levels. It doesn't mean that you're going to – someone. It's very much not like a drill sergeant. I mean, Tim Johnson was, again, close to 300 pounds, diabetic, and he started. And so, again, it's meeting people where they're at, but the atmosphere is kind of what I'm talking about, is very, very athletic-based. And so loud music, coaches, voice inflection, but coaches are going to coach you on your level as well. So the workouts are really made, though, to where it's going to be incredibly hard for someone who's in really good shape, and it's going to be hard for someone who, you know, hasn't worked out in 10 years. But there's what we call options, or what other people might call as modifications to obviously every movement that we have.
Sure. Well, cool. What's the theory behind ABT, and why is it attractive from a community standpoint?
Yeah, so there's really two theories behind it. Number one is, when I was creating the brand, I wanted to train people like athletes, because athletes are typically the most functional human beings. They're the most mobile, the most explosive, the most agile, lowest body fat percent, in theory, looking at the general population compared to athletes. And so why not train everybody like athletes? That's essentially what we all want to be. We all want to move well. We all want to look good. And so let's train people like athletes. Then number two was the camaraderie piece. So I know I've played on ESPN and at Clemson in front of 10,000 people. Like, that's not what I remember the most when it comes down to my collegiate career. It's actually getting to the field early, getting in the weight room with my teammates, being on the bus with my teammates. And when I founded the brand, it was, how do I take that camaraderie and bring that to the general population? And so you'll see different components of what you would see inside a locker room or a collegiate weightlifting session inside our session, such as every single workout, we always end with team on three. So everyone comes to the middle, hands up. Coach breaks us out, team on three, team on three, one, two, three, team. And then additionally with that, the warm-up is very dynamic, so you're going to, you know, high knees, butt kicks, mobility, and then what we call is high five five. So we're high-fiving people as much as we can during the workout. And so if you walk into a facility, you're like, man, these people high-five a lot. It's part of our culture. It's part of our identity. It's who we are. And so really those are the two components. One is the functional piece, but one's the camaraderie piece, which makes people feel a part of something, and that's what ultimately what people want to feel.
Do you ever hear of people after they go work out, then they go get a bite to eat, or they go play golf together, or, you know, I'm being facetious, but, you know, they continue the relationship beyond the gym?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I mean, we've got people that have met each other and got married.
So, okay.
I mean, it's as deep as that to, you know, obviously we do what we call like a no shower happy hour, which essentially everybody once a month will just meet at a restaurant, and every location does that. Then, you know, we do 5Ks together. We do a ton of stuff outside of, like, every location is having a holiday party. I just got on Saturday night, I was at one for a Fort Mill location, and there was like 75 people there, DJ, tent, at one of our members' houses. So it's very much just not staying within the four walls. And that's, you know, when it comes down to the economics of the business too, it really is about creating a space that's more than a gym, because people will quit a gym, but they're not going to quit people.
Are you having opportunities for the people that are all coming together to serve?
To serve the community?
Yes.
Yeah, so if you go to the ISI, actually it's on our main page, our main ISI League training page. But our franchise partner there, they were gathering food cans. The deal was that they would do a burpee for every pound of food that they gathered for the holiday season, and then they were going to ship it out. So they had 944 pounds that were gathered that were sitting in their lobby. So that's one example. Another example, down at our Conway location, they just did a Habitat for Humanity thing where all the members got together and pitched in there. During the hurricane, I mean, I can't tell you how many times we've cut down trees and gotten together for all that. So, yeah, I mean, I'd say all the time. You know, it's just part of who we are.
In an era where there are generous reports, you know, there's news articles coming out, USA Today's done it, you know, networks, that people now perceive their gym as their church, their place of fellowship and commitment. How does God speak to you, Adam, about your role that you play in one of the nation's fastest growing boutique studios? In one sense, you're the senior pastor.
Yeah. It's actually crazy. We talk about that in Discovery Days, that for many people, this is their church. Though we're not, you know, diving into prayer and reading the Bible, this is where 100% of what you said. I mean, we see it firsthand every single day in our communities that this is where people come for fellowship and connection. And so I think our big responsibility as a brand is that there's challenges, but there's also responsibility that come with those challenges. And one of the challenges is, and it's not even a challenge, it's a decision, is, you know, how do you handle with opening all across the country, from Miami to LA to Sacramento to Indianapolis, how do you really cater to each community and what's important to that community? You know, secondly, I think from that standpoint is really like every brand meeting that I have with our franchise partners and facility managers, I always start with values and mission. And so I think that reminding people of what is our mission, which is the what, or essentially the why do we exist, and then the values in which we have as a brand, which is, you know, how are we going to accomplish that mission? And reminding people of that. And then in my own life, being an example, it's very, very simple for someone to communicate it down. But in my own life, live that out. And that's what I try. Definitely not perfect, but try and live that out to the best that I can and be a huge influence on the brand as a CEO.
Well, hey, I appreciate, Adam, you taking some time to share with us, and I encourage our listeners to check out ISI Elite Training. What's the website?
That's exactly what it is, isielitetraining.com.
Yeah, and find out what the one closest to you is. If I'm traveling through Charlotte, is it possible for me to get a guest pass or any of the places where you have facilities?
So you can go right to isielitetraining.com, and then you can hit the location tab, and it'll bring you to your closest location. And right there, you can book your first session and grab a 7-day free pass on there.
Well, Adam, thanks so much for your time. I've been speaking with Adam Rice, the founder and CEO of ISI Elite Training. This is Brad Bloom with Faith and Fitness Magazine. Thank you for listening.